The Entertainment District Focus Group is centered around the Berglund Center Complex as the city looks to generate more revenue. Is there support for a casino as previously proposed, for dining and retail options, and is a parking garage then needed? City Councilman Fazan Nash is presiding over 5 scheduled focus group meetings, the first of which took place last night.
You know, there was a lot of trauma caused and a lot of hardship to acquire the land and the space to build the interstate and the Berglund Center and Wyden Williamson Road. Specifically, the Berglund Center is supposed to be this jewel in the city. It's fallen far from that.
Nash's grandfather lost his home to the Berglund Center and urban renewal on Rutherford Avenue, where the post office is now. His focus group placed extra emphasis on including residents from Gainsborough.
You know, I bring a work ethic to everything, and I bring a passion. And once I'm passionate about something, I become obsessed. And so I want to see the Berglund Center function well for our city. I want it to be that jewel again. I want it to add to the quality of life for our citizens. And I want it to be something that is not a financial liability, but is an asset that is generating revenue to help us offset some of our expenses.
In fact, the Berglund Center needs about $30 million in deferred maintenance alone, says Nash, a mid-20s council member in his second year. Gene Morano, WFIR News.